Now the news. I'm Shane Bigham. Chinese President Xi Jinping has met U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken in Beijing. President Xi said it's the shared desire of the two peoples and the international community to see China and the U.S. strengthen dialogue, manage differences, and advance cooperation. He also said China's happy to see a confident, open, prosperous, and thriving United States. And China hopes that the U.S. can also look at China's development in a positive light. Dong Shui reports.
Chinese President Xi Jinping met with the U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken in the Great Hall of the People in Beijing, where President Xi, during the meeting, that he said China and the U.S. should be partners, not rivals. And instead of hurting each other, the two sides should help each other succeed, and the two should seek common ground while reserving differences. He also mentioned that the three principles of mutual respect, peaceful coexistence, win-win cooperation, which, according to President Xi, are not only a summary of past experience, but also a guide to the future for the bilateral relations. And President Xi went on and said that strengthening communication, managing differences, promoting cooperation is not only the hopes of the two peoples, but also the expectations of the global community.
Senior officials from China and the United States have reached consensus in multiple areas to push forward bilateral relations. Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi met U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken in Beijing on Friday. The two sides agreed to redouble their efforts to stabilize and develop Sino-U.S. ties and accelerate the implementation of the major consensus reached by the two heads of state during their San Francisco summit. They agreed to maintain high-level exchanges and contacts at various levels and strengthen consultation in areas such as diplomacy, economy, finance, and commerce. The two countries agreed to hold the first intergovernmental dialogue on artificial intelligence and a new round of consultations on Asia-Pacific affairs and maritime issues. China and the U.S. also pledged to expand cultural exchanges and maintain communication on hotspot issues. Chinese officials have said there's huge potential for third-party market cooperation with France. During a roundtable in Beijing, representatives from China's top economic planner said enterprises from both sides are cooperating on projects in key areas, including clean energy, environmental protection, infrastructure, and finance. The officials praised the results achieved in Africa, Asia, Latin America, and other regions. Top executives from major French enterprises and banks also attended the event. Economic data shows strong momentum across many Chinese regions in the first quarter of 2024. 29 provincial-level regions have released economic figures for the first quarter. Jilin Province is leading the nation with a growth rate of 6.5%, followed by Jiangsu and Chongqing, each at 6.2%. The three astronauts aboard the Shenzhou 18 spaceship have entered the Chinese space station after docking with it on Friday morning. Ye Guangfu, Li Song, and Li Guangsu have met the Shenzhou 17 crew members. They'll spend 5 days together to complete planned tasks before Shenzhou 17 embarks on the homeward journey. Authorities in Gaza are urging the UN to investigate Israel for alleged war crimes. This comes after hundreds of bodies were unearthed in apparent mass graves at the bombarded Nasser and Al-Shifa hospitals. Israel's denied creating any mass graves. Akram Al-Satari has the latest.
The Palestinian Civil Defense has been providing an account of the circumstances through which those people who are dead were going, and also provided an account of the details and the numbers of the people who are being, all the bodies that are being unearthed. Up to this particular moment, more than 400 bodies. Just yesterday, around 45 bodies. The work is still underway. More bodies are unearthed. More family members who are looking for their missing family members are coming to Nasser Hospital for the sake of identifying the dead bodies that are being unearthed. More evidences are found for the ill treatment that was taking place before those people died.
The University of Southern California has canceled its main stage graduation ceremony this year after authorities arrested over 100 people at pro-Palestinian rallies on campus. USC is one of many colleges and universities across the U.S. that have seen students storming schoolyards denouncing Israeli actions in Gaza. Haiti's ushered in a transitional presidential council amid a worsening security situation. The event was marked by a ceremony on Thursday morning in Port-au-Prince. And that's the news. I'm Shane Bigham.